is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I guess that's us. Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted that we're all here in class today. All of us. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen, take us with you as you travel, or listen right where you are, we have a telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Repeat, 605-477-3249. So link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, John, I was reading this story over the weekend about this United Airlines flight. Now, I've flown United, and I've seen most of what I'm going to tell you about. I was telling Nathan just as we started the broadcast. And he's our engineer today. And so I was on this flight boarding out of, I believe it was Denver. And there was an announcement that the plane would be departing soon. But it was too heavy. So some passengers had to be taken off the plane. And they were asking for volunteers. Like, who will volunteer? We'll give you X amount of dollars in compensation, but you got to not take this flight. Flight's too heavy for, they said, the temperature. But they overbooked it by a lot. And United Airlines does that. And I've understood that from a United Airlines person that they overbook in the over 20%. Over 20% of the seats are oversold. So, for example, if they had 100 seats, they would sell 120. The idea is, let's leave with a full plane. And if you notice, when you fly, and I don't fly anymore, and I haven't for years, but the planes are full. And the idea was to maximize revenue. So they asked for volunteers, and they got some, but they didn't get enough. So this drill sergeant-type woman, kind of a mean woman, said, okay, no problem. We'll pick who gets thrown off the plane. And so they selected a bunch of names, and they said, okay, Smith, Jones, Brown, Green, Mr. White, you're off. This one woman started crying, almost hysterically. And she said one of her parents died, and she had a funeral to be to in the morning. And she was crying, and they said, tough, tough. These are not their words, but the intent is the same. Too bad. You're not flying. And there was such an uproar. And I was all poised to say, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm delighted to see how mean you guys are, United. That I'm going to talk about this for weeks on air. And I was just ready to do that. And they decided that, you know, the temperature changed a little bit. And they could actually let her fly. Now, that's one story. Dailymail.co.uk, top story. The moment a doctor was knocked out. Not only taken off the plane, knocked out by cops and dragged off an overbooked United flight after he refused to leave when he was randomly picked to give up his seat. So United overbooks, according to this article, United overbooks and says, okay, we're going to pay for volunteers. And they got some volunteers, but they didn't get enough. They wanted four volunteers, more. So they were offered up to $400 and $800. The article keeps changing, but no one was willing to get off. So they said they had the computer pick And this guy said he was a doctor and he had to see a patient in the morning. So these cops came in, three cops, hit him, and dragged him off, bloody. So what does United do? That's how they treat their customers. They'll beat you up. They'll sell you a ticket, and then they'll have you beaten. And if, you know, threats don't work, they'll knock you out. That's how I read this article. So looks like he was taken off, and somehow it looks like he broke free from the officer's grasp and managed to get back on the flight. But why did they have to get him off the flight? Why did they have to get these four people? Because the flight was overbooked and United needed to get a crew to fly to another location so they could be there to man and woman the plane that they were supposed to be on. That's United Airlines. So why would you want to fly United knowing that they do these kinds of things? So the next question is, do you actually have a ticket when you think you have a ticket? And the answer is you don't. John, do you have any thoughts on this?
It's kind of like everything else today. You think you have something, and you find out that you don't. In fact, mm-hmm. one of the articles I put in the list, I don't think we're going to get a chance to talk about it, is hacking your deer. Because
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's so much software and products today that software is licensed, and you're not allowed to work on something that you supposedly own.
When you say deer, you're talking about green tractors.
Yeah, yes,
you're talking about, and I hope we get a chance to talk about that today. If not, another day. It's unbelievable. Class, what John Reagan's saying is, if you're a farmer and you've made a huge mistake, and you've purchased a relatively new John Deere tractor, and you need it to be fixed, and you can get a replacement part, and you can have a local guy put it in instead of bringing it to the overcharging dealer who's price fixed. Yeah, I'm not kidding. You go to a John Deere dealer, you'll find out that dealership company owns like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dealerships, and the prices are fixed. So in your area, if you want part number 1, 2, 3, you're going to find it at the same price at all the dealers. And if you want to put it in, get it yourself, you might find that your new tractor requires that part be registered with the computer to turn that part on. So you want to get a transmission, and you put the transmission in. That's fine, but you can't turn it on. You can't use the transmission until you have the dealer come with a computer, a notebook computer, plug into the USB port and say, okay, yeah, that you can now use that part because we authorized it. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. So why would anybody want to buy a new green tractor with conditions like that? That's why farmers are buying old tractors. It's even worse than that. They're actually going to the underground to get workaround software. And it's not just them. It's not just them. John, I've got a Chevy pickup truck. And this darn thing had a brake line that leaked. No problem. We replaced the brake line. It was from the middle of the truck to the back. It was rusted because of where they put it and the lack of protection against rust and corrosion. Finally got this brake line in, go to bleed the brakes, had to buy a special tool that would using pressure would cause a vacuum to suck out the old brake fluid. And now the brake light's on, and I can't put it out. No problem. I asked Mrs. Finelli to call the dealer, how do we get this brake light out? The one that says, warning, 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 brakes are bad, brakes are bad, brakes are fine. But the light's on. No problem. $70. 70 to turn this light off. Probably just like what we talked about. Computer, plug it in, turn the light off. I have the code reader, but it won't turn the light off. John, it's really annoying. These guys they've got us by the throat. So I'm resisting with everything I can to not buy new products. I'm not willing to be held hostage by my new products. So I'm not buying them. My newest tractor, 1991. Bought it used, long time ago. That's our newest tractor. It's 26 years old. frustrating, John. So every year about 50,000 people with valid tickets are, they call it bumped off flights because they're overbooked. Bumped off. Thrown off. Imagine going to the store and buying a thing, whatever that thing is, because you need it. You go and buy that thing, and then you go to walk out the door, and they stop you. They say they can't have it. No, we'll pay you, but you can't have it. And then you go, no, I just bought it. It's mine. It's my thing. And so they call the security department. They beat you up. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting beaten up with a valid ticket, thinking that that ticket entitles you to what you thought you bought, that flight. Most people don't fly because it's fun. All the fun has been taken out of flying by our government. TSA has destroyed flying. And then to make it worse, these companies who sell you tickets, airfare, don't really mean it. They don't mean it. It's a tease. And what does it take to get to the airport? That's absolutely no fun. Traffic jams, parking, getting your luggage there, getting your luggage checked in, waiting in lines, having TSA put their hands down your pants, up your shirt, going through the X-ray machine, waiting, finding out that you're at the wrong terminal because they just changed that 3 times. Finally get on the plane and they throw you off. Am I angry? Sure. Don't fly. If I can't get there by car, I don't want to go. Okay, I'm done. John?
You know, I was looking through the news this morning. It's interesting, all the things that have happened right around this date. April 10th, 105 years ago, is when the Titanic set sail. And April 15th is when it hit the iceberg and sank. So it's that time of year. And I guess it's time for the break as well.
Yeah. And by the way, John, have you noticed, is it more windy in your neck of the woods? Because we are seeing these winds that are really high here. Dust. I said to Mrs. Finelli and our son, we're outside yesterday working by the garage, cleaning up around the farm and after, you know, the winter. And wow, is this the Dust Bowl? Is it coming back? Class, are you seeing that in your neck of
class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator.